Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper. I find it interesting that mobile phone companies are keen to rush everyone onto 24-month contracts with new phones. Within a couple of months, it isn't the latest thing out and you're stuck with it for another 20 months or so. It's the same old story with any gadget. The latest iPhone will no doubt be superseded this year. The much-sought-after iPad is already rumoured to have a version 2 on the way. Your new car is not worth what you paid for it the moment you drive it out of the dealership you bought it from. And the freshly renovated house you drove yourself mad trying to finish probably will need repairs in a couple of years. Everything we have in this world has a use-by date, whether it's our gadgets being superseded or dropped and smashed on the ground if only you'd paid that little extra a month for insurance. They will rust, fade, wear out, and eventually become worthless. There is a famous quote from Jesus in the Bible that goes like this: "Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal." We know this to be true, but these fading treasures on earth in all their different forms are very attractive and very addictive, and sadly very finite. This does leave us with the question, how do we store up these treasures in heaven? What does that even mean? It doesn't mean that we need to earn our way into God's good books, and thank goodness for that. Jesus has done all the hard work for us there. There is a context for this heavenly treasure. First of all, we do need to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Get right with God. Next, we need to start living the way God wants us to. It's pretty clear also that we need to be rich in good deeds, generous and willing to share. A reoccurring instruction in the Bible is for us to give to the poor. Basically, we need to run in the opposite direction to the world around us. Instead of doing everything for ourselves, hoarding wealth and building up treasures for ourselves here on earth, we need to do things for others, share our resources with others, especially those without. This is how we store up treasure in heaven. What's the point of having everything now when there is so much to come? Worth some more thought. I'm Aaron Wright for the Salvation Army.